All right, joining me now is Susan Swift. She is with a wonderful group out of California fighting for parental rights, fighting for the sanctity of life in the womb, outside the womb. Susan, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be back with you, Brandon. Thank you.
Thank you. Give us your website again right off the bat.
Sure. It's righttolifeleague.org, righttolifeleague.org. What we are is we are America's first pro-life organization. We were founded in 1967, long before Roe versus Wade was even a thing. And we've been fighting against abortion in California ever since.
And California, as goes California, they say, so goes the nation. So we kind of watch California. And now, of course, we're all watching California because Gavin Newsom, the nephew of Nancy Pelosi, he's pretty much declared he's going to run for president if Biden doesn't. Word out this week, he says to, I think, Al Sharpton or someone, he's running. But he may have meant he's running down to the grocery store to get some ice cream. I mean, I don't think the guy knows what running for office even means anymore. The poor guy, quote, poor guy, I don't really feel too sorry for Joe. But the latest video is, you know, he's asking for where to stand, looking for his marker. Last week, he's calling up a dead congresswoman to come up on stage. Poor lady, she died, Indiana congresswoman, in a car crash last summer with an aide. But we mentioned that and gave our condolences when that happens. But he is so out of it, calling her on the stage. He's shaking hands with people that aren't there. The guy can't complete sentences. It's terrible to watch. I don't see him running again. But maybe Newsom will. So we're all watching Newsom because it gives us an idea of what kind of president he would be. This guy is it too strong to say that he would be a potential dictator with the way he would rule?
Well, he's a radical pro-abort. That's what he is. He is now funding billboards in 7 states that urge people in these, you know, different, you know, red states to come to California for their free abortion. And he's actually quoting Bible verses to do it. Now, he's paying for that with his own campaign funds, not with taxpayer dollars. But he has recently just signed a slew of bills, 13 bills that are going to expand abortion laws even more in California, ushering in the abortion apocalypse.
I was talking to Nicole Pearson last week, and she had positive things to say about you. So I know you guys work together. And she was telling us last week about some of these bills, as have you. And one of them, of course, is going to go after doctors that speak the truth, correct?
Yeah, they are. They're trying to silence doctors by saying if they put up any misinformation about COVID vaccination, they can get in trouble. It's really the Orwellian state, right, of, you know, politically correct speech at all times. And they've actually just passed a law, SB 107, which will allow the state of California to take custody of children, minors, from other states who want to come to California for transgender operations and essentially kidnap the child. By keeping the child in California, the state of California will deny the parents' right to come to California and retrieve their child.
How does that work? Explain how. I know that sounds horrible, and it is horrible, but how does that work in practicality?
Well, if a child can travel to, you know, California, or if one of the parents brings it, let's say we have a divorce situation and one parent wants to affirm a child's gender transition, right? Turn a boy into a girl. Let's say what it is, or vice versa. So the parent can bring the child into California, and California will step up and act to protect that child from the other parent who would want to come and retrieve the child. So, and it's giving special rights to the state to take possession of the child, at, you know, almost as a ward of the state.
What if the child, say, 15 or 16, hops on a bus and gets there with?
There you go.
Let's say they got their good Christian parents in the Bible Belt, and this kid's rebelling and wants to transition, hops on a bus and gets to California. Are you telling me that the parents in the Bible Belt down here are going to have nothing to say, that the state of California is going to take custody?
Well, that's what SB 107 does. So it's going to be challenged, obviously, but SB 107 is a danger to all parental rights across the United States. It's very, very scary because it's undermining our ability to raise our children and to retain custody of them when they are young and underage.
So I'm guessing then that the state of California begins to house them, feed them, care for them, everything, while this works its way out in the courts.
Well, I guess so. I know that what they're doing is that kind of funding for abortion care. So anytime a woman or a girl wants to come to California, she can get free lodging, free lost wages, of course, the abortion for free, everything she needs, even transportation, everything into our state. And California will provide all of that for her. And also, parents do not, there's no parental notification in California when a girl wants to have an abortion, you know, an underage girl, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old. There is no requirement that parents are even notified. In fact, they're not allowed to be notified. They've even gone so far in California to make sure that the copay, the insurance company, is not allowed to inform the parents, the holder of the insurance, what kind of services were given for whatever, you know. So the girl gets an abortion and those services are covered by mandate by the state under insurance. The insurance company cannot inform the parents what that service was. So it's all, the SB 107, it sounds like it's just following in the footsteps of the abortion cartel, trying to get, you know, transgender children over across the line. They've already welcomed, you know, any child across, you know, from any other state into California, and any woman. That's why Newsom is putting up these billboards using his own campaign funds to try to advertise to bring more business, abortion business, into California.
Wow. This is in Idaho, but again, just shows you how crazy the courts are. I'm going to play a quick video, Logan. Transgender inmate who sued Idaho to get $2.5 million in legal fees. Listen to this out of Idaho. We'll get your response, Susan.
Good evening, and thank you for starting your week with us tonight. I'm Linda Larson.
And I'm Todd Koontz. In tonight's top story, transgender inmate Adri Edmo may receive $2.5 million from Idaho and a prison medical care provider after they refuse gender confirmation surgery. This is the order from a federal judge after Edmo sued the state in 2017, claiming a violation of the Eighth Amendment and, quote, cruel and unusual punishment, end quote. Edmo said the surgery was necessary due to severe gender dysphoria, a condition where differences between a person's gender and their identity impairs their ability to function. Edmo, who identifies as female, served a 10-year sentence in a men's prison for sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy. Edmo was released in 2021.
Well, there you go. And now he gets $2.5 million.
Well, that's interesting. So he abused a boy and then goes to prison and wants to identify to be a girl. And now he wants the state to pay for it. Well, isn't that just handy?
And they didn't accommodate him. And they didn't accommodate him, so he sues.
And that was abusive, and that was against the Eighth Amendment. Yeah, I get it. And so now we have to pay him for abusing his rights in prison. I mean, this is as crazy as what Prop 1 might do in California. Proposition 1 is on the ballot. It's going to enshrine abortion as a fundamental right, but it goes much farther than that. It says in California, the state shall not deny or interfere with an individual's reproductive freedom, including abortion and use of contraception. So it goes much farther than abortion and contraception. It can embrace transgenderism, or how about surrogacy? If I want to sell my eggs and I'm 15 years old, who are you to deny my right to sell my eggs to any, you know, top bidder? I mean, it gets crazy. And what if I want to, you know, transition, right? You can't deny me that right to transition because that's my reproductive freedom. It's really going to depend on how the California courts interpret what the words reproductive freedom mean.
Wow. All right, before we let you go, Susan, what other cases are you following in California or around the nation?
Well, we're also looking at the crazy thing that's going on. Planned Parenthood now has a mobile death mobile. They're in Illinois because the states around them are restricting abortion. And so Planned Parenthood has got themselves a nice fancy RV so that they can drive around the edges of Illinois and make sure that they're available to give, you know, abortion on demand on the road. I think that's just sick. But this is the country that we're living in. I am shocked because we are empowering the taking of life and the erosion of parental rights all at the same time. So I believe that this election coming up in November is one of the turning points in our nation.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I want to go to a map real quick. Whoop, that didn't work. Let's go to another one. I wanted to go to a map real quick because, again, the state of Illinois is such a long state. That map's kind of dark. But we know that that runs along then, obviously, the border of Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky, Indiana. Illinois being a long state, they got a lot of states they can run on the border of with their abortion RV, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, that, and so they've got a death mobile, and you know that's going to be more than one coming up. And the other funny thing that just happened, and because I was on your show a little bit ago, I had been on the Dr. Phil show.
Yes.
And they had offered an opportunity for Lila Rose and for me and for another pro-life advocate, that Democrats for Life, to come on and do a debate between pro-life and abortion. And we were allowed to be on the set, but we really weren't allowed to speak much, and Dr. Phil really throttled Lila Rose and almost made it impossible for us to even make a point. And so they aired that episode about 2 weeks ago or so, and then they put it up on their YouTube webpage, right? Dr. Phil on YouTube. They got so many negative comments calling Dr. Phil out for his bias that guess what? They've memory holed it. What they've done is they've unlisted it on YouTube. You can still find it if you have the link, but otherwise it's gone. And that just shows you life is winning. Dr. Phil is embarrassed at how many comments he got. They're trying, look, it's all messaging. It's all canceling. It's cancel culture against pro-life. They're trying to literally kill babies, and they're trying to shut you up to prevent you from talking about it, even at Dr. Phil.
Oh, wow. Wow. Always a great honor to have you, and thank you for all you're doing. RightToLifeLeague.com or .org?
.com will direct there, but it's RightToLifeLeague.org, .org. And we appreciate any help we can get because we are the boots on the ground. We are the tip of the spear in California. We've been fighting since 1967. We are not going to stop until abortion is illegal in all 50 states.
RightToLifeLeague.org, RightToLifeLeague.org. Thank you again, Susan, for all your great updates and all the great work you are doing there.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Susan checking in. Susan Swift, check out our website, righttolifeleague.org.